One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Hello, you two.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Football Land.
Ooh.
Two words, and it's an improvised comedy podcast.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
It is. We invent rides that would populate an imaginary football-themed theme park in the Qatari
desert.
You
don't take it seriously, Mark.
I'm taking it very seriously. Look at this face. I've never been this serious.
Mate, when you watch Dragon's Den, are you thinking, oh, these are imaginary inventions? No, these people have put their lives and their livelihoods into those inventions, okay?
The artifice of television.
And it doesn't matter that they can't even work out what's turnover and what's net profit. Like, they've put in a good idea. They've got a business plan. They've put up placards. They've put an A1 poster. They've even got products. And, you know, if Deborah Meaden says no, that's it. They have to burn the lot.
Yeah, but when the cameras stop rolling, they go back to their real jobs.
Oh, okay.
It is an interesting point you both raise. I mean, it's not real.
Well,
but is it real?
Exactly.
Because you're saying it's real, and therefore,
well, this is real. We're real.
Yeah. The Mighty Ducks. They weren't real, and now they're a real hockey team, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that was a film that became a hockey team. Okay. So Football Land, you know, you might call it three twats with microphones making up stuff.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying that I'll tell you what. If there's not a theme park in Qatar called Football Land next year before the World Cup, having spent $1 billion on it, I will kiss you. I will sit on your lap and I'll tickle your chin and I'll kiss you on the lips. And that is a promise.
I will hold you to that.
That's a promise.
I will hold you to that.
That's a promise.
Can I?
That is why I'm going to block any attempts to build Football Land.
Okay, here we go.
Jingles. Jingles. Jingles lap. Yeah, jingles for Football Land. Send us your jingles for Football Land. Send them to our Twitter account. Send them via the Patreon. Email us. Turn up at our door with a big package of jingles. Jingles lap. Jingles for Football Land.
Who's first?
It's me first.
Oh.
So
oh.
I am going to pitch a facility. I think this falls under facilities.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's called Keystone Klops.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So basically, the elevator pitch is this is a security team who are all Klopp lookalikes. They will turn up at any emergency or any kind of riffraff playing up and do the heavy kind of security work, the hurly-burly, like bouncers.
Mm,
and they'll do it whilst incorporating slapstick comedy routines.
Right.
So this was inspired by, and you both may remember this, ITV's Jonathan Swain was fooled into thinking Jurgen Klopp was celebrating with the England fans on Wembley Way.
Yeah.
He appeared on live television, showed a photograph of this look. It was a lookalike. It was bloody obvious it was a lookalike.
Yeah.
But he claimed to this morning's Lorraine Kelly that he'd been partying on Wembley Way the day before with Jurgen Klopp. What a good bloke Jurgen Klopp is. Like, would a German, a patriotic German, when England are playing Germany, would he really hang out with the England fans and get hammered? Like, he's a fitness nut as well.
Mm,
It was fairly ridiculous. So that, it got me thinking, Jurgen Klopp is renowned for his knockabout comedy, as all Germans are. He has a gift for turning any press conference, especially with Des Kelly?
Right.
Lorraine Kelly's daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
He has a knockabout routine with Des Kelly on Sky. Is he Sky or BT Sport?
BT, I think.
He's BT,
He gets very animated in a very, very funny way about things that are really important to only Liverpool. Non-Liverpool fans love it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know you're a fan of Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah. Well, no, he's great.
Not...
I wouldn't say he's like
not convincing me.
What?
Well, Mark said I know you're a big fan of Jurgen Klopp, and then you went, yeah.
Well, I think he's a good manager.
Right.
And that's all I've got really on Jurgen Klopp.
He's funny as well. He's very, very funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't like pay 20 quid to go and watch him at the Palladium, but you know, he's occasionally quite humorous.
Where would you pay 20 quid to watch him?
I would pay 20 quid to watch him play ball. Ooh. In a square in Paris. That'd be nice, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah,
it'd
be nice.
Like,
and,
if
you know,
going.
If I'm playing with him.
Get me a ticket.
Yeah.
Because I'll come.
Would you like to play ball with, or, you know, petanque with Jurgen Klopp?
Please.
In.
Yes. I'm saying yes.
Does that 20 quid include travel and accommodation?
Because it's a really cheap trip
to
Paris.
I might skip the baton, but I'm definitely on that trip.
Klopp's on his own. Hey, guys. Yeah, but no, I mean, are you saying Klopp's really funny?
Yeah, I mean, right. More in physical comedy.
What do you mean in physical comedy?
Well, the Keystone Cops started...
Yeah, no, I know what Keystone Cops are.
No, but for the benefit of my people that might not know.
But my question is he funny physically?
Yeah.
In what way?
He's just a clown.
Why?
In the most complimentary way.
Yeah.
Have you not seen him do his pratfalls?
No.
So he will turn up to, if something happens on the side of the pitch.
I've sort of seen him mimic a kind of a dive a bit. He kind of, you know, I've seen him roll around on the sidelines.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen.
If there's
seen
a medical
that.
Emergency on the pitch, he will run on, lift his hat in comedic surprise, jump in the air, and then run about with his backroom staff in very energetically in random directions.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So
basically you've said, do you find Jurgen Klopp really funny physically?
Yeah.
And I've kind of said, I can't see it. And then you've said, yeah, but we've already got a security team now.
Yeah.
Just, Mark, you like to explain things.
Yeah.
One of your most said phrases on this podcast is, for those of you who might not know.
Yes.
I think now more than ever that when you've uttered that phrase, now is the time where I think you might just want to, for those that are not au fait with the Keystone Cops.
Yeah.
Who and what they are.
So the Keystone Cops were a comedy troupe of prior to the invention of moving image.
Right.
They were a vaudeville outfit, tumbling pratfalls on stage. Mm-hmm. Then the movie camera came along, and very early silent films featured the Keystone Cops.
Uh-huh.
And Keystone Cops has become part of footballing folklore, commentary folklore, in that it's a common phrase to say that was Keystone Cops defending.
Right.
So this, I think, ties back in with why we need a Keystone Cops.
But then
I always thought that was to do with that row of trees in Keystone.
Yeah.
The
Keystone Poplars.
Cops as in COPSE.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that the defenders were very sedentary and that they just let the forwards sort of just walk past them, and they went, that's
more poetic reading of Keystone Cops defending.
I've always, so I'm glad that.
So you thought it was meant like statuesque defending?
Yeah.
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 Because I'd never, until Mark.
With a squirrel running up, Phil Babb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
He didn't cut that cross out because he was feeding nuts to the squirrel.
Yeah.
No, that's not what Keystone Cops defending means, but I wish it did.
Yeah. Oh. So, I'm just trying to square this in my head my main issue so far is linking Jurgen Klopp to this, other than it's Jurgen Klopp, which is fine.
Which sounds like cop.
Yeah, which is fine. So we can definitely run with that. But are people who aren't as aware of Jurgen Klopp's sort of pratfalls, which I still can't see myself.
Conferences.
Why are these
very
Jurgen Klopp people knocking over about themselves? Because wasn't it silent comedy as well? So no matter what Jurgen Klopp says, that's irrelevant because these are mutes.
Yeah, but his physical comedy is where he really shines on the comedic stage.
Right.
So I think there's something really quite sinisterly effective about. Imagine like the chaos at the Euro finals at Wembley, all that carnage, Harry Maguire's dad kicked in the chest so he breaks a rib.
Right.
Now, wouldn't the management of that have been A, more effective, and B, much more entertaining if a bunch of Jurgen Klopp lookalikes had turned up and just done comedy routines there?
I know, yeah.
Everyone would have calmed down.
Yeah,
Harry Maguire's dad would have laughed and hurt himself even more because he's broken his ribs.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He would have enjoyed the pain because it was worth it.
Well, for that reason, I'm in.
Great.
Okay, so let's have a vote. Yeah,
all
okay.
Those in favour of introducing the Keystone Klopps as our security team in Football Land after three, say aye. One, two, three, aye.
Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to Football Land. It's built in the sand.
What you got for us, Ryan?
I have something for Conca Caf.
No, we need things for Conca Caf.
Well, this is one of those rides that you get. It's very common in theme parks, particularly to the types of like Disneyland theme parks, the more expensive ones. It's like an around the world. We've got around the world in 80 Steve's.
We have. The balloon ride.
It's a balloon ride. So I see that more as a balloon ride. I see that more as like a...
The Flying Dumbos.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like those types of things. Or there's always a cable car. It's in that kind of category. Whereas this ride that is the Alexi La La's Land.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So La La Land.
Right.
LA.
Yeah. LA, yeah. Of course it is.
And the film.
Yeah.
La La Land, the film. Yeah.
It's called La La Land,
also,
that film.
Yeah, set in LA.
La La Land.
Yeah, in La La Land. So, yeah, Alexi La La's Land, it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's an around-the-world ride,
yeah,
but limited to Alexi La La's career.
Oh, right. Goodness. Yeah. Which was, you're about to say probably, which didn't involve that many clubs, or did it involve loads of clubs?
An interesting array of clubs.
Okay.
Not that impressive.
Right.
But impressive enough.
Yeah, good.
He's the Neville Southall of CONCACAF.
I mean, it's for you to judge, right? So this ride is, I was thinking train. Train's nice, it's traditional. But then I thought, no, I want to make this as much of a Alexi La La's experience as I can. So for those who don't know who Alexi La La's is, he's a very ginger man.
Very.
So
He's an American Billy Connolly, isn't he? In facial hair.
He had that kind of D'Artagnan sort of musketeer beard mustache combo. It looked like a kind of a ginger Frank Zappa.
Like he would have been good in the French Revolution.
Yeah, he would have been great. And so I think that he's so redheaded. As you enter the ride, you get donned with a pair of strawberry blonde glasses.
Okay. Or, so you see everything how he sees it.
Or Auburn glasses, right? And so you see everything like that. He, in his sort of early days, played for a team called, in an amazing American style, the Red Knights.
Yeah.
I think it was a university team and they were the Rutger Scarlet Knights, which is nice and fitting. Scarlet Knights, red hair.
Yes.
We're all in, yeah?
Red Scarlet Knight. Billy La La's is in the air.
So he also famously wore a headband.
Yeah.
This ride gets a bit rough and ready. So the headband, I think, is potentially a bit padded.
Right.
A bit like, you know, Jimenez is for Wolves. It's a bit, not that big.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like a tennis one. You slip that on, you've got your glasses on, and you've got, I think we also give people the moustache beard combo. Stick that on you. So there you are, you're Alexi La La's. And then you put on a knight's outfit.
Wow.
He was a rough and tumble defender.
He was.
Yeah.
And I want to make this ride rough and tumble.
Yeah.
But I want to also protect people. So you put on a scarlet
suit of armor. Chainmail?
Chainmail, yeah.
Why not? Pads as well, because that's very rough and tumble.
Chainmail is a bit more, you're a bit more mobile in chainmail.
Yeah.
I prefer.
You'd like the.
A full suit of armor.
Like the plate. Yeah.
With almost like the jousting suit of armor.
Yeah.
That one, full on, right. So you're there, you're in all your kit. Now, Alexi La La's had a trial at Arsenal.
Yeah.
They didn't want him.
Ugh.
So I think to start the ride, we stuff you in a cannon and we fire you as far the fuck away from Arsenal as possible.
Yeah. Away from Arsenal.
Get away from Arsenal.
Away from Arsenal.
So maybe Wenger's there.
Yeah.
And then maybe he lights the cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So medieval cannon, Arsenal, get away. You fly through the air and you land in Italy.
Oh.
That's where Alexis Lalas went next.
Can I guess? Genoa.
Close. Do you want to keep guessing?
Oh,
three. I'll give you three guesses.
Palermo?
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
Close. As in...
close
Sampdoria.
Again.
Sampdoria.
Padua.
Oh, Padua.
So he went to Padova.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think that you dress as your red knight and you land in some kind of tubular pasta.
Oh, right. Penne.
Yeah.
Or rigatoni, penne. If you want it a bit wider.
Rigatoni or cannelloni even.
Cannelloni.
If you want to really like...
For the Americans.
Yeah. Or there is a specific pasta from Padua called Bigoloni, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like a really thick spaghetti.
Tribute. It's named after Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
It's Italian pasta, but it's big, so they call it Bigoloni.
There is.
Hey, you're on some of this Bigoloni, Alexei Lalas.
He had a great time in Italy. I think it was the last time that Padova were in the top flight.
Okay. Yeah.
After he left, I think they then got
went to shit, yeah.
And I think they're in
because they had so much bigger loney.
Yeah, they're in like the
can
fifth
we
division.
Do medium loney?
So I'm glad you said Genoa.
Yeah,
the next leg of Alexis Lalas's journey,
right,
is he goes to the New World.
Oh,
also what? Known to him as
America.
Home.
Yeah. Right, yeah, okay.
So he sets off.
Oh, Columbus Crew.
No. Oh. Almost. That would have been so good.
New England Revolution?
Yes. He goes, I'm going to say he journeys a short journey across Italy to Genoa. He sets off with a man. Sets sail with a man that looks like.
Trying to get to India.
In a three-mast rig ship.
Yeah.
Trying to get to India, but he hits New England.
Yeah. And so. You're going across the Atlantic with a man that looks like Columbus.
Yeah.
In your boat, and then you land on the shore of the New World.
The New World on the Mayflower.
Yeah. Can we conflate those? Did he maybe?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Pilgrims.
Yeah.
We've got a billion quid. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So at some point you change ships.
Yeah. Yeah. Halfway.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because Columbus is like, guys, a dolphin. This is India. We look like we're going to like Bahamas or somewhere. So you want to change ship here?
Yeah.
We go on Mayflower.
Oh, change.
Yeah. And then jump on the Mayflower with some Irish guys.
Yes.
Like maybe we could get like Robbie Keane because he went to LA as well, didn't he?
Didn't the Mayflower sail from Plymouth?
Yeah, but Robbie Keane got it was in the middle of the Atlantic from Columbus. Yeah.
He's got a shuttle flight Keane, to the Mayflower.
Yeah, who pilots it?
Yeah, so you've had a great time in Italy, a bit like an American tourist, very brief.
You
go up to Genoa, you get on with Columbus, you go New World, you change at the Azores, meet up with Robbie Keane, you get to the New England Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this bit, I think, you know, in like those around the world rides are normally a bit shit, aren't they?
They are.
There's like waxworks and that sort of stuff. So I think at this point, there's maybe a lighting change.
Mm-hmm.
And we zoom forward from like 16 whatever to like 1970s.
Oh, psychedelia. Yeah.
And so we're in like... Austin Powers. You can't see that, but it's a dance.
It's great audio.
In the 70s. And then now... We've got a, let's say, hitchhike across America.
Yeah.
In a psychedelic fashion going through Alexis Lalas's MLS career. And also, maybe there's an asterisk here, because I'm not sure this was entirely MLS. It was probably that mental.
NASL. Yeah. And a bit of indoor soccer.
Probably. So you get to New England Revolution.
Okay.
You're in New England. You've got to head south.
Yep.
To the New York, New Jersey Metro All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Just the world's
Metro
most
Stars,
mental
name
for a club ever.
They became the Red Bulls, right?
Yep. And then you've got to go take a sort of right there and head west.
Hang a right
at New York,
so
New Jersey.
So what are you seeing at New York, New Jersey?
I don't know. It's up for you. What do you want to see?
I don't really know anything about New Jersey, but
maybe...
what about Kevin Smith?
Oh, I was going to say just a pizzeria.
Just a nice pizzeria, but Kevin Smith
to
is
to remind
like...
him of where he's just come from.
And Kevin Smith is the maître d'.
Yeah.
So, and he gives you, he just fists a bit of calzone in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's a massive
and it's like a Philly cheesesteak one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I reckon that in the true spirit of how shit these rides normally are, which is like all the time periods are mixed and stuff, you look out the other window and you see the Statue of Liberty being built.
Probably something like that.
You know what I mean? It should be totally
incredible. By Silent Bob building it.
Yeah.
Is that the same as, which one's Kevin Smith?
He was Silent.
Right. Jay then.
Yeah.
Jay, yeah.
Jay would be building the Statue
Jay's
of Liberty.
Jay's building the Statue of Liberty. Okay. Yeah. Why not? Okay. And so you hang a right at New Jersey.
The Turnpike.
Yeah. And you head west.
Yeah.
And you...
Can I guess?
Oh.
Not Columbus Crew.
Not Columbus Crew.
Chicago?
No, we're getting close. You're sort of Midwest-y. There's a reference to a very famous film. We're not here anymore.
Kansas
City Wizards.
Yes. And so now we have the chance to go full kind of
Kansas Dorothy
Kansas, like, City
Wicked
Wizards,
Witch.
Witches.
Yeah.
It gets
witches.
All like,
yeah.
So,
hurricaney. Can have a tornado.
Like Alexi Lalas himself looks a bit like a mad wizard.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
Wizard.
He looks like a 70s wizard.
Oz.
Yeah. And so
he goes behind his own curtain.
Yeah. Mm. And so we've borrowed a bit of crap from Universal for a bit, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get that, like the red shoes and all of that stuff on.
It was on MGM, but yeah.
Yeah, and those. And then you can't spend too much time there.
No.
Because every ride has to end.
Oh, just like life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he ends in LA Galaxy.
He does, yeah, because he's Alexi Lalas.
He ends in LA Galaxy.
LA 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 Land, yeah.
Ah.
And he ends at the Galaxy. At which point, I think that around the world...
And he meets that emotional reunion with Robbie Keane.
And they sing the love duet from La La Land.
Yeah. In front of you, Robbie Keane. Slightly off key.
Yeah.
And at which point, this probably, again, has a terrible segue into a kind of Space Mountain.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's a bit where you do the tour on those around the world tours, and they like to do your like prehistoric man thing, and you're going through the prehistoric and all of that, and it doesn't really make any sense. And then you're just like, whoa, and now we're in space. That's where we end, I think.
In space, the galaxy.
In space.
The galaxy. The Milky Way.
Yeah. LA galaxy.
The Milky LA.
And I think it's probably just full of unbearable twats that you want to avoid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that way we get people out. So you've done the ride. There's the exit. Get out of La La Land.
Yeah.
Because
it's dangerous.
And you come out by the bins and it's just shit.
Yeah. And that's... Alexi Lalas Land.
I mean, I've got zero comments. I was fascinated and enthralled by it.
It's entertaining. It's educational.
It's educational.
It is,
it's entertainable.
Yeah.
And, you know, changing ships at the Azores is such a nice thing. I've got a little fact for you.
Yeah.
If you sat on a rowing boat in, like, Mallorca and did nothing, the current would take you all the way to the Caribbean without you even doing anything.
How long would that take?
It would take about 6 months.
Oh. So, La La Land, out you get by the bins and you're off.
Yeah. Okay.
Done. Love it.
Because LA is the bin store of America.
Yeah, yeah. I am in.
Yeah.
You're in?
100%
in. It was nice. I think we've not got enough of CONCACAF, and we don't know enough about those kind of MLS, NALS.
It's true.
Legends.
And we need to know more about them. And do you know what I'd like to see something on?
Mm.
Mexican soccer, because that's in CONCACAF.
Canadian. I mean, they've got a golden generation. If that was ever a possible thing.
Absolutely. So let's try to think of some Canadian and Mexican ideas.
All right. But just for now, I suppose we should vote. You're all very excited about the Alexi Lalas Land. Okay. All those in favour of the ride I just said, because I've said it too many times already, who wants it in the ride after three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
It would have been fantastic if you'd both gone, nay. And shat all over my dreams, but there we are.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have an idea, and yes, it's called Relegation Cockfight. Now,
I'm in.
Relegation dogfights, yeah, we all know and love. However, we have too many rides in Europe. Okay, Anglo-centric rides. You have a relegation dogfight. They always call it a dogfight in the UK.
Yeah.
But what do they love in South America? Cockfighting. They cockfighting. So this is a CONMEBOL ride in South America,
nice,
and it's all about the relegation six-pointer. It's all about you versus another person, mano a mano, who comes out victorious. Cockfighting. Cockfighting, but...
Oh.
I think that's a bit violent. I mean, in South America, they do like their blood sports.
Yeah.
You know, they like cockfighting, dogfighting. Do they like dogfighting down there? I don't know. They do like bullfighting as well in sort of
Mexico,
South America and Mexico, but also obviously in Spain. Obviously, in England, we just have basically...
fighting.
Fighting, you know, human fighting, which I think is boring. But what do we have? What is a dogfight? It's not necessarily... animal dogs fighting.
No,
it's World War II Spitfires, isn't it?
Yes.
Did that name come from dogs fighting?
Did it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but Spitfires fighting in the Second World War, or you know, Spitfire fighting.
They
wouldn't have two
battle.
Spitfires fighting each other because that would be like friendly fire, wouldn't it?
Well, enemy agent has got into one of our.
Oh gosh,
planes.
That would have been scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about we put chickens in play? We could put chickens in planes.
Yeah.
We could put chickens in planes. We could, so that the English are happy with the relegation dogfight.
Mm.
It's set in CONMEBOL, but hey, guys from England, I know you only watch the Premier League.
Yeah.
Come over to South America to see a relegation cockfight, but in a Spitfire.
Yeah.
So we get two small Spitfires that you can remote control.
Hen-sized.
You put a rooster in each. And
you're
saying remote control
them.
You're
saying so many different chicken things.
Yeah.
You said chicken, you said hen,
rooster.
You said cock, rooster.
Do you know what a cockfight is? It's two roosters and you put like knife, you strap a knife to their like legs. You strap a knife to their legs, you put spurs on their feet so that they can
What's
just...
What's wrong with shooters?
Well, they have small guns, but they're not as accurate when they're very small.
They don't have opposable thumbs, do they?
No.
Chickens, so
they just
the
strap knives to them.
That's
but I'm
horrific.
Saying, but wouldn't chickens like to shoot a gun one day?
Yeah.
Aren't they bored of knives? But if we put two cocks in planes,
yeah,
yeah,
and then they're remote controlled, and we can put, you know, club insignia on the planes, like they did in the Second World War.
Why are they remote control?
Because
they've got chickens in them.
Yeah.
It was Churchill. He did everything.
But the chickens
such
can chickens can press the fire button
right
with their beaks, so they can peck at the fire button, and you can control these, you know, Spitfires like smashing each other in the sky.
Yeah.
I guess if it's a relegation six pointer, there's 6 points of damage on your plane. And if you get all six, then the other one, you win.
Yeah.
Crashes and burns.
Yeah.
And you can put like insignia on of South American football clubs like that are relegation hardened, or you can put like West Brom, Norwich, Burnley, Southampton.
Southampton,
you know.
A bit, yeah.
But like it'd be great to find some Argentinian relegation threatened teams.
Do we not have enough funding to develop miniature planes that chickens could actually fly?
Well, chickens cannot fly, can they? Or they can only fly a little bit.
Yeah.
So it'd be great if they could learn to fly and like do their own flying for once.
I mean in the planes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like they can only fly for what, 5 seconds? If you chuck a chicken up in the air, it can flap and then fall down.
Isn't there the slight issue that chickens keep their head still? If a chicken's head stays still, then if the chicken sort of is controlling the plane with its head, with the joystick, then if it like banks left, its head's going to stay upright.
Why is that a problem when you're flying? That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's a really good thing, because you're always up, like you're like magnetic north.
No, because then you need to correct, you need to go right, because otherwise you're just going to keep going down and down and down, aren't you? But if the chicken head is always in the middle, it doesn't...
So if the chicken head stays constant, if the plane like turns around 360 or does a kind of roll...
Yeah.
Is that just going to twist the chicken's neck up into like an elastic band, and when it gets out of the plane, it's just going to unwind?
Well, that's the problem. Will the chickens get too dizzy?
Oh, is that the problem? Oh.
Is that the only problem
we have with
this? Well, this is why we have humans controlling them as well.
Yeah, I think...
So it's like
I don't
an emergency...
Put all our trust in
the chickens.
But I think that you're not putting enough faith in Darwinism here. Surely...
Yeah.
We can breed a generation of chickens that can control a warplane.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
But there's a question, should we?
Yeah.
Well, that is an ethical consideration.
Because, that's a real, that's a really important question.
How many generations are you talking would it take to breed a generation of chickens that can control a warplane?
Off the top of my head, I reckon we could do it in 3.
Right.
That's the opening line of a doomsday film in the near future, isn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I tell you what, guys, the chickens have got warplane technology.
When I say...
They're only Spitfires.
They're tiny as well. They give you a nasty nick.
When I say should we,
that
I don't want people to chart back from the end of human civilization to look back and go, what was the beginning of the end, and go...
It was those
morons at Football Land that taught chickens not only to communicate with humans, to pilot technology, but also to kill.
Right.
That wouldn't be a good legacy, would it? They would file that along. Are they the same arseholes that had dogs being chucked over a fence into a swimming pool? Not all of them made it.
History is not going to look back kindly on this part.
Well, I feel like we're getting blamed for South America's tradition of cockfighting. They've been arming these chickens for centuries.
Yeah.
They've been putting knives on their feet.
Yeah.
Why are we getting the blame just because we put them in warplanes?
Well, I think
down a street and chickens in the future have evolved to now they're 10 foot tall and they've got a knife on their foot, that's not our fault. That's South America's fault.
Yeah.
If you put them in a warplane, you can fight back.
Didn't birds evolve from dinosaurs? Are we not in danger of reversing evolution and bringing back dinosaurs?
That's quite a cool thing, then, isn't it?
I think everyone would be happy with that.
We're bringing back the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So I got two questions.
Go on.
Firstly, is South America operates on the weird...
Clausura, Apertura.
So we need to work out
relegation. They have weird seasons in Brazil.
Sort of like a two-part season.
Okay.
And then the second thing is, you've mentioned cockfights.
Yeah.
You've mentioned dogfights.
I have.
Are we forgetting bear fights?
We are. That is a good thing from... You used advisedly, but it's a good thing from history.
You could get a bear in a plane. You could choose a different size plane. Cock, dog, bear. Like the famous puzzle where you've got to get a fox and some grain over a river.
I thought you were going to say the Roman punishment for killing your family member where they tied you in a sack with a monkey, a snake, and a dog and threw you in the river.
Here's how you can have every
you
animal.
Don't remember that.
I was knocking about in ancient Rome, they didn't do that.
What?
Thank God nobody found my dead sister.
Right. As we know, relegation dogfights are not always equal. You've got like some teams have got a bit more money, some teams have got a few more points on the board. Yeah. You look at Norwich, they're fighting against the tide. So I say we have a little handicap system whereby
you've just got a knife sellotape to your wrist.
No. We choose three different sizes of warplane.
Oh.
One that fits a cock, one that fits a dog, and one that fits a bear.
And so, if the evolutionary thing happens, we need to build a plane that big enough for a dinosaur. That's a big plane.
But like, if you choose West Brom, who are, you know, boing boing baggies, you only get the little one, the cock.
The cock.
If you have Burn, no, not Burn, you need a yo-yo team, like it used to be like Portsmouth or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, I mean, Burnley were your archetype.
Burnley, dog.
I guess it's Fulham now.
But we need to translate all of this to South American clubs.
Yeah.
So we need to, firstly, for common blah blah blah, blah, we need to work out who are the Burnleys, the West Broms, the Norwiches of this world are in South America.
Of this world.
Yeah. Of this world. And secondly, we need to train those bears to get in a plane.
And the chicken.
And I think and the Russians probably sent bears up to space. So it's going to be easier to train them. And also, look at them with their juggling and their dancing.
Bears are funny.
Yeah. So they could probably pilot a plane in fewer generations than a chicken. Yeah.
Definitely. I reckon they could have a blooming good go at it already.
And a dog,
that's a reality TV series I would watch.
Yeah.
Like, to see
which could pilot a plane first.
Well, dogs are the most.
What a six-parter presented by Danny Dyer that would be.
Yeah, I'd watch that. A dog is the most intelligent mammal.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's a dolphin. It's not.
Well,
it's a dog.
Let's have a little training session where dolphins could go in planes as well.
Yeah.
You'd have to keep it full of water, salty, briny water.
That's going to affect its performance. Yeah, that's once that goes into a roll, that's not stopping.
No.
Because the water will just
put a dolphin in a submarine, so it's underneath and it's can bazooka like planes out the air.
Ground to air or underwater to air missiles from dolphins.
Yeah.
They're peace loving creatures, aren't they?
They
dolphins?
Are. They're the most peaceful creature apart from bumblebees. Pretty peaceful.
Bumblebees are the kamikaze pilots, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are.
they have the ability to cause harm, but at some cost to themselves.
But I think we're all in agreement that we need to get animals in planes.
A bumblebee in a plane would be A, pointless because they can already fly. It'd be so tiny.
It has to be a very small plane.
Yeah.
Very small.
So if you were the remote controller making sure if it gets into trouble, would your controls be tiny as well?
You'd have to have very small controls. But I think, if you...
Why couldn't the plane be big?
Bumblebee just knocking about in the plane.
Yeah, that's fine.
You need to get a bumblebee sat down and strapped in for its own safety.
But it could be in a really small chair in a really big plane.
Humans.
You're saying have a big plane with a tiny chair.
I'm saying
and
instead
tiny
of...
controls. It's like a waste of space if it's strapped in.
No, waste of space. I'm thinking of a waste of money. You've got regular planes, one that already could accommodate a bear. So therefore, why not have just regular planes?
Yeah.
But human-sized
planes.
Human-sized planes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a proper Spitfire. So we don't need to shrink them down.
I reckon, Spitfires are quite small, but I reckon you could fit a small bear in there. Maybe a juvenile bear or a lady bear.
Sounds sexy.
I'm just thinking of Lady Bear books. Like children's books.
Lady Bear books.
Yeah, maybe a black bear. They're quite small and a bit more friendly than brown.
Than grizzlies.
Grizzlies. So regular sized planes, let's save a bit of money. I don't want to make micro technology we're making a plane that's.
But you're not going to have a chicken
and
a normal sized plane.
Welcome to today's transatlantic flight to Los Angeles. Your pilot today is a wasp.
Is Mr. Bumble.
Look,
we could just make, I think it would be cheaper to make a small seat and a small joystick.
Yeah.
Than it would to make an entire small plane.
Trouble with bears is you never know which of them you're supposed to make yourself look big for, which of them to climb away from, which one to climb a tree.
To make noise or to make noise. Quiet.
So when you're teaching these bears to fly planes, your tactics of how to teach them is going to be wildly different. One of them you're going to have to be up a tree.
Yeah.
One of them you're going to have to be making yourself big the whole time so it doesn't bite your face off.
And if one of them you're speaking to them through headphones they're the bear that prefers silence, then how do you teach a bear that doesn't like noise?
I mean, do it in a library.
Hold on.
What, just how big is that plane going to be?
Holding up pictures. Look at that. Look at that, but not with words. Turn the page, look at that.
Just in the British Library going through the theory with a bear that doesn't like talking.
Just holding up. Look at that, but I'm not going to say look at that. Gesturing. Wait, clap your peepers on this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Lots of development still to be done with this. I think
broadly it's the size of the plane now.
It's fair. Yeah. We've nailed it to the size of the plane.
Yeah. And just working out which teams in South America do get relegated.
Yeah. It's classic David and Goliath, isn't it?
What's more difficult? Working out what animal can fly a plane or working out what the hell the league system is in South America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think they're pretty on par. Yeah. And that is the real quiz here.
And now, to a degree, the South American aspect has fallen away slightly.
Yeah.
Only because we've brought it back to a global thing in that we've got, you know, bees, birds, bears, dark canines, and even potentially dinosaurs. Let us not forget the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they would definitely need to be foot operated.
Yeah,
planes because they've got tiny hands.
Yeah,
or you'd have to have a very long steering wheel right onto their face.
So it's not. So we don't necessarily have to worry about the league system.
Okay.
We got bigger fish to fry, is what I'm trying to say.
So we're all set to go on the dinosaur plane, but we can't get a steering wheel that's big enough.
Anyway, you have to ban it in the league system. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, all in favour of relegation cockfight? Say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Love it.
That's good. I liked it.
Thank you.
Foot.
And that is over.
That's it.
That's it.
We're finished.
That's it now.
That is.
Until next week.
What a day.
What a day. What an event.
What a day.
Three new rides at Football Land.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait to build them. I can't wait to train those animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as ever, if you've got an idea, you know, become
join
a patron.
Our patron, yes.
You can pitch an idea. We'll pitch it for you on behalf. We'll scrutinise it. We'll develop it. We'll do all of that. And
you get the glory.
Yeah, you get all the glory. And if you don't want to do that, then you can just keep listening and tell your friends.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.